Tonight we have one of the more famous mitzvahs in Parshas Bo. There are a couple of them. This is the first mitzvah that's given to the Jewish people as a whole. The mitzvah of what's called Kiddush HaChodesh, or the mitzvah of sanctifying the new moon. Rashi, of course, very famously opens up his entire commentary in all of Chumash back in Parshas Bereishis. And Rashi mentions, we really should have started the Chumash, the entire Chumash should have started with this Parsha, or this particular Pasuk, in which is the first mitzvah that we're given as a nation. And that mitzvah is HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. The Ramban makes a couple of minor points before he gets into the meat of this mitzvah. Number one, he points out that the mitzvah is, the pasuk says, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim. He spoke to them in Eretz. Why is the Torah highlight that Hashem is speaking in Eretz Mitzrayim? So Rashi points out two things. Number one, because this is a mitzvah given to the Jewish people and it's not at Har Sinai. All the mitzvahs are given at Har Sinai. So the Torah highlights this is one of the few that were given beforehand. It was in Eretz Mitzrayim. Or the Ramban adds, it was to highlight that it was in Eretz Mitzrayim, not in Ir Mitzrayim. It wasn't in the city. Chazal point out that the city was so infused with idolatry and immorality that Hashem would never speak to Moshe in the city, so that they had to sort of leave the city limits. It was in Eretz Mitzrayim, but not in Ir Mitzrayim, in order to receive this particular mitzvah. Another minor point that the Ramban makes before, again, getting into the meat of the issue, is that the Torah says Hashem spoke to only to Moshe and Aharon, tells in the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, which we'll get to in a minute. And then the very next pasuk is, Dabru el kol adas Yisrael, go speak to everybody and tell them about the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, specifically the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim. So why is this only given to Moshe and Aaron, and then he's told to talk to everybody about the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? So Ramban points out, this is an example in which Moshe and Aaron are representing the entire nation. They are all of Yisrael. The two of them, Kom Yisrael Omdim, they stand in place of all of Bnei Yisrael. And secondly, also, that this teaches us that in order to be Mekadesh Techodesh, to sanctify the new moon, you need to be a Mumcha. You need to be like Moshe and Aaron. This is a unique mitzvah that requires a certain qualification to be able to do what we refer to later in history as smicha. You have to have received an ordination from someone who received it from someone, all the way back to Moshe, which is why when we were about to lose that, the calendar had to be set, because this mitzvah of Rosh Chodeshim requires someone like a Moshe and an Aaron who were spoken to in order to be able to do so. All that to get to the main mitzvah is sanctifying the new moon. Now, the Ramban points out at great length a fascinating point, and that is, besides the details of how you sanctify and what you need to see and what the process is, the language is Rosh Chodeshim. It's a Rosh Chodesh. Rishon Hu Lachem. It's the first of the months to you. That this mitzvah teaches us that the month of Nisan is the first of the months. Now, this is a problem on the basic level of, it's not true. It's not the first of the months. Tishrei is the beginning of the new year. Tishrei is when we celebrate Rosh Hashanah. In all matters of halacha, not just when we go from 5781 to 5782, but in matters of halacha, the new year begins in Tishrei. If you rent a hut, all the aspects, it's Tishrei. So what does the Torah mean when it says, Rosh Chodeshim, the first of the months, should be Nisan? So the Ramban points out, from here we learn that when we count months, we start from Nisan. And when we say the first month of the year, it refers to Nisan. Tishrei, which is the month of Rosh Hashanah, actually is the seventh month of the year, which is quite confusing to all students in elementary school, and they start learning Chumash, and they start coming across Psukim, and the Torah describes Rosh Hashanah as taking place in the seventh month. It's a little bit confusing because it doesn't make sense. It's true. We start the year in the seventh month, but we count months, Rosh Chodeshim, in the beginning of the months here in Nisan. And that's why the Torah says the Ramban never has names for any of the months. It's a fascinating thing. There are no names. Everything is the first month, the second month, the third month. Why do we name the months only by their place as far as where they are, but we never give them a name? Says the Ramban, all of that is Zecher L'Nes HaGadol. All of that is a recollection and a memory to recall this miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Torah never names a month, but every time we refer to a month as the seventh or the ninth or the second, what we're doing is we're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim because we're counting it from Nisan. This is similar to the idea that Ramban says that there are no days of the week. We only refer to it as the first of the week, the first from Shabbos, the second from Shabbos, the fifth from Shabbos. Every time we refer to a day of the week as a day of Shabbos, it's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Zacharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kodshi. Remember Shabbos. We only refer to weeks in the relationship to Shabbos, and we only refer to months in relationship to Nisan to fulfill the mitzvah of Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. We remember Mitzrayim, we remember the miracle by referring to months that way. All of this, of course, then leads to the obvious question of, well then, where do the names Nisan, Tishrei, Elul, when did we start calling months by their names? We're supposed to call them Rishon, the Sheni, the Shlishi, to fulfill the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, as the Gemara says, Shmos Chadoshim Olu Imanu Mibavel. Those names came with us from Bavel. When we returned after the exile, the Golos in Bavel, and returned to build the second base Hamikdash, we brought with us Babylonian names. These names of the months, they're only found in the Nevi'im from Bavel, like Zechariah, Ezra, Nehemiah, Megillas Esther. Those Nevi'im are the ones who use these names, and we brought them back with us, says the Ramban, as a zecher to the new redemption, the second Geula, when Hashem took us out of exile and brought us back, as a zecher to that, as the Pasuk says, Lo ye'amer od chai Hashem asher helas b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. We're not only going to remember Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim, but Hashem Asher Helev Asher Havias Bnei Yisrael Eretz Tzafon. We're also going to remember the miracles of taking us back. So every time we refer to now Nisan, Elul, Tishrei, it's a kiyum of remembering that Hashem took us out of exile once. He brought us back to the land of Israel, and the months which used to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim now are a remembrance to Yitzias Bavel, that Hashem took us out and brought us back to the land, and that's why we use those names today, even though the Torah only uses the numerical relationship to Nisan, which is the Zecher to the Neis HaGadol of Yitzias Mitzrayim, again, as we do with the days of the week, of always remembering our Shabbos, and remember our Geula, that's how we name things, and that's how they are. And today we should still do that, the fact that today we use many Mefarshim discuss that we use English names, certainly Monday, Sunday, our deities, our pagan ideas, when really we should be mekayim the mitzvah zechras yom haShabbos l'kodesh by calling it yom rishon and yom sheni and yom shlishi. That's really the way that we should be referring to the days of the week. That's another discussion for another time. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.